I've passed 3 certification exams using IT Pro TV, and I'm taking my 4th on Monday. I love you guys.
You guys are great. I've passed the Microsoft 7410 and the first Cisco CCNA exam because of your videos, and I plan on doing the same with 7411 and the second Cisco CCNA exam.
You guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. Thank you for making complex technical topics easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
AM, and guess what? I am talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you and you and you and you way over there. I'm talking to you too. Welcome to the show. You know, a lot of stuff is always on my mind, and I always got stuff I need to talk about and just kind of get it off my chest. So I created this show, and it's called I'm Talking to You because you need to hear what I'm trying to say to you. So let me tell you something. When I was a young woman, say around 15 or 16, I had an issue of a certain kind. It was kind of crazy when I really figured out what the problem was, because I realized it's not my fault. I didn't have anything to do with this issue. It just seemed to have happened. So I just had to deal with it. Guess what I had? My issue is called cute girl blues. I know you never heard of that, but damn it, I had it. Cute girl blues. I'm the fine sister walking around with the nice ass, nice body, and a beautiful face. And on top of all that, I have a wonderful attitude. So that's what I was always told. And then I'm saying, okay, so why won't you date me? And the reply is, shit, you too fine. I have to talk to a girl like you, and I got to raise my standards. Well, nigga, guess what? You do need to raise your standards to talk to a fine woman like me. I'm not some cheap bimbo that's just walking down the street looking for a man to come and just screw around with me or touch on me. I'm not even looking for nobody to come and buy me a whole bunch of stuff because I'm not a gold digger. But you do need to raise your standards, and you need to act like a proper man in order to date the cute girl. But sadly, I was a cute girl who had the cute girl blues. And so the cute girl, the brothers won't talk to her. Well, they'll talk to her, but they only want to talk in private. So they ask you for the number, they call you on the phone, and you talk to them all night, laughing and talking about all kind of bullshit. And then they start asking things like, you know, what your nipples look like. Oh, I bet you got a nice pussy. And you're sitting there like, you know, but I understand that that's all you see because you're shallow. And at 15, of course, all the brothers who are 15, or even some of them who were 19, were younger and definitely more immature than me. So I'm like, okay, you know, I understand that's where you are. But I'm not in that place right now because I'm trying to get my education because I'm going to be somebody and make something of myself. And I'm still going to be cute. So how about that? Now, okay, no problem. I'm cute. I know it. And I keep walking around doing what I normally do, looking cute. fast forward to age 21. And I'm thinking, wow, well, you know, grown folks, we're a little different. And even now at my age, which I'm not saying right now, I got another issue. And guess what it's called? It's the goddamn fine woman blues. Yes, the fine woman blues. Now, after all these years, you would think I would have got rid of some of that. But you know what? Once again, like I said, it ain't my fault. I didn't make me this way. This is just who I am. I came here like this, flawless. All right? So the fine woman blues put you in that category where you're single, but everybody wants to date you. Well, no, not really date you. They want to fuck you, but they don't want to take you out nowhere because they're afraid if they take you out and somebody see you with a fine woman, now, once again, they got to change their standards or raise their standards because they got to come up and be somebody who they're not. And sadly, the fine woman blues can be a real problem for a lot of women. I know I'm not the only one that's in this boat, you know. I'm not riding this train by myself. I get it. There's a lot of fine women out there. The problem that we find nowadays with some of the fine women, they don't have brains. But brother, if you step up on a fine woman and she got a brain, you're probably going to encounter what we call that fine woman blues. And if she's a mature woman, she'll tell you, nigga, don't come stepping to me with your little cheap game. Don't come talking your lines and telling me your lies, because I heard it all before. Ain't nothing you saying new. It might be new out of your mouth, and it might be new to that other trick over there. But brother, I've been there and I've done that, and ain't none of this new to me. So what happens to the fine woman? The fine woman tends to attract married men. Yep, that's right. Married men. Not necessarily men that are married on paper, but they married in their hearts. They're tied to some other woman who's giving them something. If she wasn't giving them something, they wouldn't be there, right? All right, I'm just saying. You know, maybe she's a sugar mama, and I ain't mad at your brothers for staying with your sugar mama, because I ain't the one. You leave your sugar mama and try to be with me, you're going to be disappointed, because I'm not the one that's going to give you nothing that she's giving you. Right? All right. But either way, we find these married men come to us with their lines and their lies, and they're thinking, well, you know, hey, she's going to understand. She got to understand because she's a fine woman and I want her. I want her. I want her body. Don't necessarily always want her mind, but then again, sometimes you do want her mind because you want her to listen to you. Because guess what? That woman with the fine woman blues, she's the one who's going to listen to you. She's the one who's going to rub your head. She's the one who's going to hold you tight and make you feel like everything's all right. But once again, we attract these doggone married men with their lines. One of the lines that I've heard before was, oh, we're divorcing. Sadly, this was something really recent for me. Oh, we're divorcing. We're only together for the kids. I mean, the brother even had nerve enough to tell me, I'm just on this cruise with her and the kids because this is the last thing we're doing together. Really now, really? And you expect me to believe that? Well, I'm going to tell you, brothers, that line don't fly with a woman who knows who she is. A woman who knows who she is doesn't have to take secondhand love. She can get it firsthand. And it comes firsthand because she loves herself enough to not accept your secondhand love. You hear me? Don't nobody want no seconds anyway, right? Just like you don't want sloppy seconds. I don't want sloppy seconds. I don't want secondhand love. I don't want you coming to me after she said no. She ain't going to suck your dick or she won't give you no pussy. And then you're going to come over to my house talking about, well, you know, we not together like that. She not feeling me like that. Oh, we haven't touched one another, you know, since she had the operation. Right. So you couldn't come trying to come talk to me, the old fine woman, to get what you want. And then you think I'm going to just hang out with you in this, what you might call a relationship? Just because we had relations don't mean it's a relationship. Let's get that straight. Because a relationship is deeper than just you fucking me every time your dick get hard and your wife say no, basically. So, okay, fine woman blues, it's okay. It's okay to have it. But what do we do about it, huh? As a fine woman, I choose to continue to be fine. I choose to not be defined by my body, but to be defined by the content of my character, to be defined by the spirit that I show forth, that's loving and caring, to be defined by who I am deeply on the inside. And although you might look and say, damn, she's fine, and you come over and you want to talk to me, you can't be coming up to me with no game. You need to come up with something real, you know, up your game. I'll put y'all up on game next time I talk to you, maybe, because I know what works, because I'm a fine woman with the fine woman blues, and I know what it takes to get a fine woman like me to be with you. So I'll put you up on that next time. Now, I was talking to one of my friends, and she had another subject that she was kind of talking about, and I was like, hey, girl, I kind of like that, and I think I'm going to let you talk about it, you know, because it's something important that people need to hear. So I want y'all to listen to my friend, and we'll get to that right after this station break.
You are listening to the Robert Drakes Media Network.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And basically, it kind of tells us that there's very big differences in the way men and women act, react, think, and definitely the way they communicate. The Five Languages of Love by Gary Zukav also tells us there is a very different way in how people establish or determine love. Some people like words, some people like touch, some people like gifts, and then there's two others that I just can't think of off the top of my head. Either way, we have to stop and think, if we're all so different, how are we alike? And I, at this point, would like to just celebrate all of our likenesses, all of the things that we have in common. Things that we have in common are our innate needs that we need to eat, that we need to drink, and that we do need some type of nurturing so that there's no void, so that we don't go out seeking dumb stuff or doing things to get attention. And of course, everybody needs some kind of attention, because attention, when you get the nurturing, that's when you get your attention. So that's understandable. But the idea behind communication, which has always been a problem, communication is an issue for people in businesses, an issue for people in relationships, communication between parents and their children, communication between people and animals, just plain old communication has always been somewhat of an issue for us as humans. And mainly because we all communicate in different ways.
Wow, so she's talking some nonsense there. I mean, communication, you know, I'm thinking, hey, we know how to communicate with one another once we get to a certain level in our life. But I'll tell you something about communication. If you ain't talking about nothing, shut your mouth and quit talking. Don't nobody want to hear no nonsense. However, if you got something important to say, make sure that you say it, because if you don't get it out, nobody will know. And I'm telling you, if the building's on fire and you don't want to communicate that the building's on fire, the least you could do is run. So I know to get in the herd and run too. So, yeah. Anyway, my girl, she tripping sometimes. She be all in her relationship stuff and want to talk about relationships between men and women and all that nonsense. But I ain't trying to hear that tonight. I got other things on my mind. Well, let's see. It's my night. It's my show. I'm talking to you, and I could talk to you about whatever I want to talk about. I'm also talking to you, you, and you. I'm telling you something. You know, sometimes people can be so insensitive. They forget that you two are a human being and that you have feelings. And so they just want to walk over you or talk over you or basically kind of ignore you, you know. I mean, I'm kind of thinking about this because I had a friend that was, you know, almost calling me like every day and sometimes call me like every couple of weeks if I didn't call back, you know, friend was like, hey, I'm checking on you, see how you're doing, just want to make sure you're alive. I'm like, I appreciate that, friend. Okay, so some time went by and I didn't hear from my friend, so I called my friend. I'm like, hey, friend, I'm just checking on you, because, yeah, they sent me the voicemail. What, after all this time, voicemail? Okay, I understand you might be busy doing something, having some fun or whatever. Either way, I'm thinking, okay, well, you're going to call me back later because you're busy. But the message I left was saying, hey, friend, I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm concerned about you. I hope everything's okay. Because that's what friends are supposed to do, right? Check up on each other. Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from my friend. It's been almost a week now. I'm starting to feel a little funny about this. Yeah, I feel some kind of way because I'm thinking, well, you know, there was a time when you was calling me at least every 2 weeks. Now we let a couple months go by and then I'm checking up on you. Maybe I waited too long. If that's the case, well, why don't you just call me and tell me that, hey, you ain't a friend because you didn't check up on me in 2 weeks like I check up on you. Or why don't you call me back and just say, you know what, I've gotten over you, I'm done with you in my life, and I've moved on, so I don't need to talk to you anymore. I mean, can it be that way? Isn't that a good way to communicate? And when we're adults, isn't that what we do? Oh, I forgot. Some of y'all ain't adults. You still playing that baby shit game where you're scared to talk to people. Just like this one person I knew one time, you know, we're supposed to be doing business together, but, you know, this person was like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if I could do this or that because, you know, it just don't seem like it's nothing. Well, what you calling nothing? How are we going to do business and how are you going to make money if it's nothing? I mean, really? That's all right, though. Because I know my friend Robert, he be talking about the poor movement. That's the people who want to remain poor. That'd be P-O-O-R. Yeah, poor. Passing over opportunities repeatedly. Those people are the kind that will talk about your dream and say, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't going to amount to nothing. Your dream is not valid. But then they'll see somebody else doing the same damn thing you doing, and they'll go jump on their bandwagon and ride it like hell. I mean, ride it. And then going to come back to you and talk shit like, hey, I was on somebody else's wagon, and they were doing this, and they were doing that. Hey, if your wagon was doing this, you could be doing all this. What the hell? Really? Oh, Johnny come lately. Or should we say Ventrilla nigga. You just going to jump on somebody else's bandwagon when you had an opportunity to have your own goddamn bandwagon and ride it? That's some nigga shit right there. And guess what? Nigga shit makes you P-O-O-R. Guess what? I'm talking to you. I am P-A-M. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. And Ventrilla nigga, I'm really talking to you. Because at one time, you had your own thing going. You had a good thing going. But you're lazy. And you lost it. So guess what? It's over. Ha. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't deal with Ventrilla niggas with that fine woman blues. Yeah, those are the kind that I just be like, you know what? Step off. Anyway, I think I got enough of this off my chest for today. I'm kind of thinking there's a few other things I should be saying. But for some reason, my heart just keeps saying, not yet, because they ain't ready for that. Yeah, y'all ain't ready for the real deal, because y'all still living in that dream. You still sleeping with the enemy. You still standing on the banks of Jordan, waiting on Jesus to come back and save you. And, some of the stuff that I want to say to you, you ain't ready for. Now, don't go, you know, getting all tight and upset. The day will come, and I will let you know. And you will hear what I'm saying because I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm also talking to you. All right, so let me tell you something. When it's time to talk to me, I'm here usually on Tuesday night at 7:30 Central Standard Time. You can call in at the number 347-855-8358 and get involved in my conversation. You can talk to me. When you call the number, if you press 1, you will be able to, I will notice that you want to talk to me. And depending on what I'm talking about and how I'm feeling, I actually let you talk to me. But for right now, hey, I'm just talking to you. All right. Appreciate you. Peace.
Most fast food places use complex algorithms to come up with combos, but that tastes even more boring than it sounds. With my new sourdough bacon ranch combo, we simply figured out how to get all that flavor into one combo. It comes with my delicious full-size sourdough bacon ranch on toasted sourdough bread, hot and salty fries, and 100 plus drink choices for just $4.99. Class dismissed. The sourdough bacon ranch combo for $4.99 at Jack in the Box. Combo's done my way. For a limited time only at participating restaurants.